not just the 28th of February, the final day of February. It's not just, you know, another day on the calendar. It's the 50th birthday of my partner right here on What's On Your Mind, the one and only Todd Mitchell. 50 years of age today, so if you have a question or comment for Todd and how to, you know, take this 50th you know, birthday celebration and just use it as a launching pad to all kinds of great things, please call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We would love to hear from you on the program we call What's On Your Mind.
This is one of your loyal...
All right, we have somebody that actually called during the news break, wanted to weigh in, so let's go to that.
This is one of your loyal listeners from Minot, and I appreciated your interview with Michelle Bachmann. Too bad we didn't have about 300 more Congress people like her. But the reason I called was to wish Todd a happy birthday and remind him that age is just a number and that poison ivy is just a flower.
Wow. I think he is, I think he's pouring cold water on our theory of, you know, hey, no big deal. Yeah. It's very good, sir.
Oh,
very
my
good.
God.
Does that bum you out, Todd?
What's that?
Does that bum you out?
It's a perspective I was not expecting. And, you know what? I'm forging ahead. And if 50 is the new 30, then fine, I'll go with that. I'd rather go with 50 is the new 30 than poison ivy's just a flower.
Age is just a number, and poison ivy is just a flower. I love that. Anyway, here's the telephone numbers, and feel free to add those birthday greetings for Mr. Mitchell today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. The EPA administrator is in North Dakota today, Gina McCarthy. You know, Congressman Kevin Cramer put out, I don't know how many different email invitations. And actually, remember, he wrote an actual letter to Gina McCarthy to come. I think he did also to President Obama. And some people were upset about that, saying, we don't want them here, which I think is rather childish myself. But anyway, Congressman Cramer was not successful in getting her to accept his invitation, but Senator Heidi Heitkamp was. And so Senator Heitkamp is actually hosting an event today in Bismarck on the... renewable fuel standard, which obviously many folks in the corn and ethanol community are wanting to see put back in place and renewed in Congress, and also up in Beulah, specifically on the war on coal that is coming from the EPA, Gina McCarthy, and the administration. And so Congressman Cramer, Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp are all back in the state to meet with Gina McCarthy today. I understand she'll be meeting with some members of the public, and she will be chatting with some of us wretches in the media this afternoon as well, so we'll get a chance to talk a little bit about that. But we'll also include that topic for Lynn Helms later today, what advice he'd have for the EPA director. Lynn Helms is the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and he will join us in the bottom half of this last hour of What's On Your Mind today. So you can give us a call there and let us know what you think. To this caller's point on Michelle Bachmann, saying we could use 300-plus more like Michelle Bachmann, she's leaving, you know. She's leaving. So, obviously, the caller thinks she's normal, not nuts. He wants more like her. Do you? I actually tend to lean a little more towards the Michelle Bachmann way of thinking rather than the Michelle Obama way of thinking, and it is normal or nuts Friday. Michelle Obama has said that America's moms, many of whom from the Northern Plains, listen to us right here on What's On Your Mind. So she is saying, the First Lady of the United States, you moms here in the Northern Plains, you're confused, you're bewildered, and you're a bit defeated by grocery shopping. I wonder if that's an accurate portrayal. Yeah. Well, don't take it from me, Todd, because maybe I'm biased in that I'm not a big Michelle Obama fan. Shane, our engineer here, has actually tracked down with the help of my ace producer slash brother, Chris, who, by the way, I haven't thanked on the air yet for lining up all of those guests we talked to in Washington, D.C. It was all Chris's work. All I do is I have the easy part. I just run around with a microphone and talk to people. He actually schedules it, which is no easy feat. So thank you, Chris, for that. And thank you also for finding the Michelle Obama clip that I'm talking about here, Todd, because I heard you say what? And you're thinking that, Hannon, you're making that up. Well, Here's what she said. Roll the tune.
You marched into the supermarket. You picked up a can or a box of something. You squinted at that little tiny label. And you were totally and utterly lost. So there you stood alone in some aisle in a store, the clock ticking away at the precious little time remaining to complete your weekly grocery shopping, and all you could do was scratch your head, confused and bewildered, and wonder, is this too much sugar in this product? Is 50% of the daily allowance of riboflavin a good thing or a bad thing? And how on earth could this teeny little package contain 5 whole servings? This stream of questions and worries running through your head when all you really wanted to know was, should I be eating this or not? Is this good for my kids or not? And if it is healthy, how much of it should I be eating? But unless you had a thesaurus, a calculator, a microscope, or a degree in nutrition, you were out of luck. So you felt defeated. And you just gave up and went back to buying the same stuff you always buy. And that's a familiar scenario for far too many families and parents trying to do the right thing for their kids. And it's simply not acceptable. As consumers and as parents, we have a right to understand what's in the food we're feeding our families, because that's really the only way that we can make informed choices, by having clear, accurate information. And ultimately, that's what today's announcement is all about.
All right, so we did get confused, we did get bewildered, and we did get defeated, used as words to describe moms grocery shopping, as a result, obviously, of the difficulty in reading a nutrition label. I'm going to translate what she said, and you can tell me if I'm normal or I'm nuts. She said moms are stupid, that they can't figure out what is healthy for their kids and not healthy for their kids. And that, to me, is outrageous. I don't think moms are confused and bewildered and defeated. I think they are amazing. That's a word I use often for the multitasking talents of moms, including my lovely wife, Maria. I'm not equipped to do it. I don't have it in my genetic makeup. Can't do it. Can't multitask like that. Can't anticipate every need of every child. And so I think moms are pretty special. I don't think they're confused, bewildered, and defeated at all by grocery shopping or nutrition labels. Am I normal or am I nuts? John at Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind.
I have to give credit where credit is due, and that is to the Republicans and the conservatives and the teabaggers, all of you. You people can get so wound up and misconstrue everything just better than anybody, and you're relentless. So all credit to you. You know, I think Michelle Obama is generally got a pretty good take on things. I think she's really pushing. I think it's really important to her. I think she'd be a pain. I wouldn't want to grow up with her because, you know, she probably is pretty in tune to what's going on and is trying to do a good job. But Michelle Bachmann is, in my opinion, nuts. Not so much nuts. I mean, I hate to say people, everything about everyone is either normal or everything about everybody is nuts. But am I on?
You are.
Okay. But Michelle Bachmann, she's the head of the Tea Party. She's the godmother of the Tea Party. People call in every day and God loving Michelle Obama. Michelle Bachmann. She's wonderful. Well, she's leaving Congress because, one, she almost lost last time. She would probably lose this time. She's a one stage coach ride away ahead of the posse. She was going to be, the Ethics Committee was going to severely sanction her for her shenanigans about campaign finance. She cost the head of the Republican Party in Iowa his job because of the mischievous behavior down there. And the bottom line is this. Everybody, just about 99% of the people that listen to your show and that guy in the afternoon, you know, Michelle Bachmann, she's the leader. She's number one. And she's getting out of Congress. If she's so right, why isn't she there? Tell me I'm wrong about this.
Well, it's a good question. I think it's a good question, and I you have 30 seconds. Go ahead and take the rest of the time.
Okay. If she's the leader, if everybody knows that Barack Obama is a criminal and is breaking law every day of the week, the Republicans have the House. Could they not impeach him, take the vote, and then when everybody sees between now and next year's election that the Republicans have, they've seen the light, they're leading, could the new Senate not convict him? There's no rule about that.
30 seconds is up, John. Appreciate the comments. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's Best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell, the birthday boy. 5-0 today. I'm Scott Hillen. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Two things that I'd like to just briefly mention about John's comments. One was he said, you know, if she's so great, why is she leaving? She's a coward. She's running. I don't know that he said coward, but basically he said, you know, answer me this. Why is she leaving? Better for her to answer that question than me, because I did ask her about the fact that she only has, 9 months left in Congress and has decided not to run. Why?
Well, you're right. I have about 9 months or so until I'm done here. That's 8 years in Congress. What an honor. It's been fantastic. I couldn't have asked for more. I put in over 100 hours a week, every single week, for 8 years. And so I'm looking to take that energy and that time and put it in a different direction. Rather than putting a lot of time into just political activities, I really want to be involved in advancing the message and advancing the heartbeat of our movement. And I intend to stay fully on the national stage and have my voice involved. It'll just be on a different perch where hopefully I can concentrate my time and energy, and that's what I want to do.
Well, we know you well enough to know you'll finish strong, so good luck in these remaining months.
I'm going to run through the tape, and I will finish strong.
God bless you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless your listeners. God bless this magnificent country.
We didn't get a chance to play that earlier, but that was actually the end of the interview, and it was to John's question. So she did tell me also off air that, you know, Nancy Pelosi made her continuously the number one target in Congress. That's what was going on with the ethics allegations, a lot like happened to Newt Gingrich, as well as the fact that she had to raise an enormous amount of money for a house race every 2 years because of the, you know, they had the fellow that owned the Graves Hotel ran against her last time, raised all that money. So she would have to go out for a house member and raise, like, you know, presidential election like money, for crying out loud. And she just said it consumed all her time in addition to everything else. So I don't think she's cutting and running. I think she's just reality to say, Time for a different stage. So, what else was he talking about? Oh, he loved Michelle Obama. I guess we just ask you, you know, who's more nuts, Michelle Obama or Michelle Bachmann? And maybe nuts is the wrong term. We're not trying to berate anybody here. We're trying to have a conversation, and we do have a little fun on Fridays. Is this normal or is this nuts? So, not literally nuts. Just, you know, who do you consider a little more on the, you know, oh. What's a politically correct term for nuts? I don't know. You come up with one. Let's go to Jamie in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Jamie.
Hey, Scott. I got a few things. First of all, I'd say I was at most of the tea parties here in Bismarck. I think I might have met you with the one at the Capitol there, the big one. We had like 600-700 people there. John, you need to help me out here, Scott. Why don't you tell me what a few of the principles are of the tea party, quick?
Well, I think it's, you know, in the eye of the beholder, but to me, it's the Constitution. It's really just saying, hey, the framers got it right. The founding fathers got it right. Let's get back to those principles. And, you know, that leads to a whole number of things on spending, on taxation, on, you know, the sanctity of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. So sort of in the eye of the beholder, but I'd say it comes back to the Constitution, Jamie.
Right. Personal, you know, individual freedom, smaller government, less intrusions, you know, secure the borders. Now, after you and me get off the phone, I'd like a Democrat to come and tell me, oh, that is an extreme position. To me, if you are anti-Tea Party, then you're the extremist, because that would be against the principles of this country, as far as I'm concerned, Scott. More people would be involved in politics and pay attention to that instead of something like The Voice and American Idol, we'd probably be a lot better off. But they don't want to bother themselves with stuff like that. You know what I mean, Scott? It's a hassle to their daily life.
Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal. And I just had someone weigh in from an absolutely opposite position to yours, said Michelle Bachmann is nuts, certifiable. Okay? And I pressed you. You'd probably say that about Michelle Obama. I don't know how in the world we're going to accomplish anything if we call each other nuts. You follow me?
Right.
I really don't. And my deal is, okay, we're both right. Michelle Obama is coming at this as a mom who thinks it's very confusing. And I'm talking about the label issue, and mm-hmm. moms are wandering grocery stores confused, bewildered, and defeated. She believes that with every fiber of her being, that it should be easier for a mom to know the difference between a Pop-Tart and how much sugar it has in it and yogurt, okay? So that isn't necessarily bad or wrong. I have to tell you, when I hear Michelle Obama, I hear this lawyer-like mentality that really believes moms are dumb, and that bugs me, okay?
That's just because exactly I have a...
It's just a different political
exactly
persuasion.
When I heard it.
Well, and because we come from a different perspective, but it doesn't make her nuts. And Michelle
right.
Bachmann, believing that the Constitution provided a revolutionary economic system that has provided so much opportunity for so many in this great country, doesn't make her nuts either, and wanting a return to the founding fathers.
I don't think Michelle Obama's nuts at all. In fact, I think she's probably quite an intelligent person. But now, going off what you said about the food thing, that's just people not informing themselves. You know, I don't need the government to put a bigger label on there to tell me, and neither does anybody else. They should go out and do it themselves, which goes to my point that people would rather pay attention to The Voice and American Idol than they would to politics in their life. I can't capitalize on that and tried to play the middle of the road slash right wing card here in North Dakota. But since she's been the senator, what has she done? She's voted with Obama 97% of the time. Tell me how that's middle of the road. It's not. She hoodwinked people. You know, she played off the get along thing.
I think you hit on something ahead of those comments on Senator Heitkamp, and that is this, Jamie, in my view. If we want to throw around names, and you're normal and you're nuts, the folks that are in my view, more towards what we would fairly describe as nuts, and we'd need a politically correct term for that, are the people that are not paying attention, that are not engaged in the process, that have their heads buried in the sand and don't realize the genius of the founding fathers. I'd much rather have Michelle Obama on one side and Michelle Bachmann on the other side and having an engaged audience of American people going, she's persuaded me. I'm going that way. Or, I'm going to go over that way rather than just walking through life, like you say, thinking that the most important thing is what's on Survivor tonight. I'm with you on that 100%. Great. Appreciate the call, Jamie.
Thanks,
Brian, Jamestown, take care. Got to keep rolling here because we have Lynn Helms coming up bottom of the hour. Brian, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead. In Jamestown.
Hey, first off, happy birthday, Todd.
Thank you.
Say, you know, I just want to start out by saying back in 2008, I did vote for Obama. At the time, I was like 23 years old. And, you know, there's a saying that says when you're young, you know, you've got a big heart and no brain. And then when you get older, you've got a big brain and no heart. And this guy throwing around the stereotypes that conservatives really know how to mix it up. Yeah, they do. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. At least we don't keep our heads in the sand and act like a bunch of maroons. So I had this debate last night on Facebook with a guy about conservatism versus liberalism. And every time you would say something about cutting a welfare benefit or putting it on a sliding scale, this guy accused you of having no compassion and no heart. And then he went on to say, well, you guys think we're going to come after your guns and all this stuff. We haven't taken away any of your rights. Well, if we can't cry about those issues, then why can you cry about welfare benefits being cut? I mean, I just don't see the sense in it whatsoever. I think the conservative or liberal agenda, there is no finite line. I mean, I'm not your typical conservative. I don't agree with everything you guys agree with. I'm not a religious person. But I think that the integrity of your religion really is a source to guide you guys. I mean, that is what your life is based on. And I'm not going to tell you you can't do that. And just because I don't believe in God doesn't mean I don't agree with you on almost 100% of things.
Brian, thanks for the call. Another emailer says, hey, talk to a mom about labels. I love the fact my two-year-old loves yogurt. However, I just find out Yoplait yogurt is more sugar than a Pop-Tart. Really? It's all about labels.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Reggae Mon.
I wanna help you eat your cake.
Yeah.
Where's the cake, Mon? Come on.
Posse, posse, posse in the island way. You'll be jamming all night.
Yeah, we got a little reggae flavor to the program today. Wishing Todd a happy birthday. Speaking of which, before we go to our next guest, Jerry in Grafton has a little greeting for you, Todd. Jerry listening on 550 K-Fire all the way up in Spud Country, Grafton. What's on your mind, Jerry?
Yeah, happy 50th, Todd. I'll leave you with this pearl of wisdom. When Ann Coulter was asked her thoughts on Teddy Kennedy, you know what she said?
What's that?
She said he's the only member of Congress with a verified kill in the war on women.
Oh, my goodness.
Have a good day, Todd.
Really?
Yeah. Bada boom. Poor Ted
Kennedy.
Rest his soul. Now, let's not say any more bad things about Teddy's long gone. Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate the call. There you go, Todd. You've got a laundry list here. Anyway.
Yeah, no doubt.
We are pleased to welcome to the program the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, Lynn Helms. And we're going to talk a little bit about a number of things in the news, including Gina McCarthy's visit to North Dakota today. Gina McCarthy is the EPA administrator. And, of course, the EPA... really is, you know, I just had this vision of the bureaucracy that is, you know, the EPA. And I wanted to get over there and do a man on the street thing, but I have this this vision of a bunch of bureaucrats that have a map up and a big old giant target on the Bakken just licking their chops. They have all kinds of extra regulations, and not only on oil and gas, on coal and so many other things, but obviously regulation at the state level is done by Lynn Helms, and we're going to talk with him about the EPA administrator visiting and also some things in the news. Lynn, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thanks, Scott. I'm doing great. It is a cold February day, but we're producing energy in North Dakota.
Yeah, and speaking of the weather, that does make things a little challenging in the oil and gas arena, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does, and a lot of people are not aware that There's a lot more to it than just snow. Obviously, we had that big snow winter of 10-11, and that created lots of problems for the oil and gas industry, maintaining production and increasing production. But the other factors are cold, of course, because you can drill wells in the cold, but it becomes really difficult to hydraulically fracture. And the biggest one that people don't think about is wind. When that wind gets up about 25 to 30 miles an hour and above that, the workover rigs can't move pipe in and out of the wells, and things just really come to a standstill.
You know, folks see the numbers, and they watch them pretty closely, these reports that you put out on the numbers, and they see a little dip, and they kind of gasp now because they expect these continue, you know, increases in the month-over-month production. Is the weather having an effect on production?
Oh, yeah, Scott. It is the number one impact. The drilling rigs remain steady. In fact, when you looked at December, and now you look at January and February, the rig count is actually up just slightly. So the number of wells being drilled and readied for production has continued to grow. But the the weather has really impeded the ability to get those wells on production, to do the fracking and to get the wells set up to safely produce with the workover rigs. Number one cause of that little dip in production. Unfortunately, our competitor down there in Texas doesn't have to deal with that.
They don't indeed. Exactly right. Now, let's talk a little bit about when we might hit that magic 1 million barrel per day level of production of oil. Well, I know that's obviously a little bit of a moving target with this weather because you have to ask Mother Nature, but what date have you got circled on the calendar, Lynn?
Enormous things always happen around the 1st of April in North Dakota. The Robert Hewer well, that very first Bakken test was an April test, as was the Nelson Farms a year later, and then the partial discovery was a year after that. And, of course, we all know the Clarence Iverson came in on April 4th of 1951. So I think by the time April Fool's Day rolls around, we'll have passed that mark. We won't really know that until we get to May and the production numbers come in. But we had a reasonably normal, in fact, drier and warmer than normal January. And the only real impact there and in February has been from the wind. So I think we're on target to hit that the first quarter of this year.
We're talking with one of the foremost experts on this oil and gas industry, someone that was in the industry, someone that now regulates the industry, Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources today, and a lot of things in the news, but I just want to spend a final moment on the numbers and sort of the big picture before we go to some of these things in the news today and over the last few weeks here. And that is a question I get asked a lot. I'm going to be in the Minneapolis third annual Bakken Opportunities Conference down there with a number of folks in the business community in Minnesota on Friday. And I always get asked, you know, is this going to last, or is this thing peaked? Is it, you know, how long will it last? How big will it go? What do you think that top number will be? You're talking about 1 million barrels per day come April. What's it going to be 2 years, 5 years, 10? Where does it top out at, and how long does this last?
All right. Well, there are a number of questions bundled in that, Scott, but let's talk first about how long it will last. I had the opportunity recently to sit down with several CEOs and hear their idea of what their acreage represents and what this harvest mode looks like in North Dakota. And this harvest phase varies company by company, obviously, but the shortest drilling inventory I heard was 7 years, and the longest was 27. Most of them in and around that 17 to 20-year inventory of wells to drill. So this phase of Bakken development will last for an entire generation, a 20-year period, to drill out the wells that have already been de-risked on the leases and to fully develop for primary recovery. I think that's great news for folks that want to invest in business and housing and all those secondary jobs that North Dakota really wants and needs. Production-wise, we are on track to continue building that production. We think that that we plateau at about 1.5 million barrels a day, and that that drilling process will hold us there for a decade or more. So, we'll continue to see increases and record production numbers. They're not going to be the huge numbers and huge percentage increases that we've had over the last 5 or 6 years. But we're going to continue to build production. There's some challenges. We've got to have transportation infrastructure. We've got to have cooperation from the federal government. And fortunately, our biggest risk factor, this hydraulic fracturing diesel guidance, is kind of getting behind us now.
So is there a number in your mind where you think this ultimately ends up at some point down the road, with a top-end number? It's obviously, continues to astound the world, really, when you talk about the size of this play and how it continues to play out. Where does it top out?
Well, there is a little bit of truth to the Red Queen argument that as the numbers go higher and higher, you would have to drill more and more new wells to compensate for the decline of the existing wells. So that's why we have it topping out at right in the neighborhood of 1.5 million barrels a day for North Dakota. But we think that with the the rig count and the improving technology that we'll be able to hold it there or right in that neighborhood for about a decade.
Fascinating. Unbelievable. The future is bright, isn't it?
Absolutely. A very bright future.
And you mentioned some of the perils, and you can't think about the designs of the federal government. I mean, I described my visual of the EPA with a map in some office somewhere with this big target on the Bakken. We have today visiting North Dakota the EPA administrator. If you had an opportunity to visit with her one-on-one, what would be the question you'd ask of her?
Well, I have two topics that are very high on our priority list. Topic number one is that North Dakota has positioned itself to be in charge of CO2 regulation and CO2 storage and enhanced oil recovery in North Dakota. And we just really sincerely need for the EPA to move ahead and approve our primacy application. That puts North Dakota in charge of its fate in terms of capturing CO2 from coal-fired generation, in capturing CO2 from gas-fired generation, and using that CO2 to enhance our oil production and also to store it in the Bakken and Three Forks and all of these other reservoirs. We've got 100 years of storage capacity. Even if we build out all kinds of new coal-fired generation in North Dakota, in the Bakken and Three Forks and our other oil-producing formations. So topic number one, approve that and let North Dakota get in the driver's seat and drive its destiny forward on CO2 regulation and CO2 storage and enhanced oil recovery. Topic number two is we're not out of the woods yet on this diesel fuel in hydraulic fracturing. We can live with the guidance as it came out, but we definitely want an opportunity to have a strong voice in any future changes in this guidance if it should try to expand or become a situation that our oil and gas industry couldn't cope with.
Is it a pipe dream to think that the federal government would ever loosen the strings and say, you know what, really, there is something called the 10th Amendment to our Constitution, and, states are closest to this. Why not let them regulate it? I mean, is there obviously, you're a regulator, and you have a team of regulators, and you're as concerned about the environment in North Dakota, far more, in my view, than somebody sitting in Washington, D.C. But is there any hope? Is that a pipe dream?
Well, Scott, my experience says that it doesn't ever happen, that the regulations ramp up and slack is never given back. But I continue to fight that fight because I think it's a good fight and it's the right fight. When you look at the federal environmental programs that have succeeded versus the ones that have failed, the ones that have succeeded have been the programs where federal legislation was passed and then the EPA delegated enforcement authority and inspection authority to a state to tailor the enforcement and inspection and the specific rules to state geology and geography. And there's a number of
hold
programs
that thought
like
if you, hey, Lynn, if you would, just hang on. I'll let you finish. I want to know not only about the ones that have succeeded, and that's a good model, but also the ones that have not succeeded and why. But we have to take a quick break. Back with more with Lynn Helms after this timeout, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
What's on your mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire? Beaming through KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag at Fargo, and of course KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga. It's the place where newsmakers come to, well, warm up, right? It's all warm and fuzzy here. We need to warm up today. 2 above in Fargo, 9 right now in Valley City, Bismarck at 8 above, Grand Forks at 0, Tioga at 6 below, Stanley 4 below, Williston 3 below right now, and so it's a chilly one out there, for sure. More of that coming on the weekend. Finishing our conversation now with a newsmaker, Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. You were saying before the break, a good way to do regulation and a bad way, and wanted to give you a chance to finish that thought.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Well, there are some examples. For example, if you look at the underground injection control program, that came out of the Safe Drinking Water and Clean Water Act, but it's a program that's delegated authority to states through their health departments or oil and gas divisions to run waste disposal programs for salt water and that sort of thing. Super successful because it's delegated to states. And the same with the air and water and waste programs that have been delegated to our North Dakota Health Department. They're very successful. They're enforced. Things keep moving forward, and violators are caught and prosecuted. On the other hand, if you look at things like spill prevention and counter control measures, SPCC, the legislation says EPA can't delegate this to the states, at least that's their interpretation, and the program's a failure. There's SPCC programs sitting in file cabinets all over the Region 8 offices, there are less than five EPA inspectors trying to cover everything from New Mexico all the way to North Dakota, and it just doesn't happen. So states have had to implement their own diking and spill prevention rules. And then if you look at the way these programs are run on Indian lands, the inspection and enforcement and the status of the programs is way behind what it is on private and state lands. So there's a model that works. There's a model that doesn't work. And if they want to do these things, they need to push primacy out to the state regulators.
Let's talk about the North Dakota Industrial Commission meeting on Monday, dealing with a very controversial issue on drilling permits and the policy of where they're approved, how they're approved. It's been called the Extraordinary Places Debate. Attorney General Wayne Stengem has put forward a proposal that would alter how this is done. Now, two questions for you. Do you expect this to be approved? And if so, what will it add to the workload of your office?
Well, this policy has surprised me almost at every turn. And so to speculate on its approval would be probably inappropriate. Although I think it keeps moving forward and changing to where it may become acceptable to the Industrial Commission members as a policy. When we look at it from our office, we're already doing almost all of those things on a permit-by-permit basis, with the exception of the 10-day comment period and the evaluation of those comments and that guidance from, example, the game and fish people. That is going to slow down permitting on these lands, and it's going to require probably two or three additional people to process those permits and to deal with that additional requirement. So it will change things in terms of how many people we need and how quickly we can permit a well in and around these places that are designated.
We only have 2 minutes left, and weighty topics remain. Let me just go to a quick lightning round here. The flaring task force put forward a pretty aggressive path, but you thought it could be more aggressive. Any reaction to your comments on that?
Well, they put together a really great program and completely out of character for industry, as Mr. DeLay said, because they really had to work together on this. And so I'm giving a report Monday on how that proposal intersects with Industrial Commission rules and regulations and what we can and can't do. I think we are going to be able to take some steps to there's parts of that flaring reduction curve that are a little flatter than or less reduction a few years than probably the public would like to see. And I think we're going to be able to put some policies in place to accelerate some of those points. They did a great job. And now I've got the tough job of making sure that the intersects all work.
Final question. The volatility, flammability, I guess, of Bakken crude has been an issue that's been in the news quite a bit. And I see a new report kind of comes along about your line on the flammable side of this. You feel vindicated about your comments about the flammability of Bakken crude?
Well, yes, to some extent, Scott. Just because something is volatile doesn't necessarily mean it's explosive. There is a difference. And it all comes down to letting the science determine how these rail cars ought to be managed and how they ought to be designed and what packing group these things ought to be in. And then what we really need is we need a market designation for Bakken crude so that operators are incentivized to condition that crude to match those specifications. And refiners and everybody down the line know exactly what's moving and what they're getting.
Lynn, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
You are most welcome. Let's do this again in the future.
Love to do it anytime it works for your schedule, which I know is among the busiest. Thanks for the time very much. Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. And that's it for the show today. Now it's time to celebrate a 50th birthday for one and only Todd Mitchell. Go out and have a great day there, my man.
Thank you, Scott.
Birthday cake in Hebron, ladies and gentlemen, for K-Fire Cafe later on. God bless you. See you Monday on What's On Your Mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest for a clean, comfortable, affordable room.
Expressway, and it's sweet. And simply the best on business or vacation. Quick trip or a special occasion. Expressway, and it's sweet. It's here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.